Welcome, and let's first talk compliance. I'm Catherine Short, Partnership Marketing Manager at First Healthcare Compliance. Thanks for tuning in. This show is brought to you by First Healthcare Compliance as part of our commitment to provide high-quality, complementary educational resources. We help create confidence among compliance professionals throughout the United States. Please show your support by taking a moment to provide a review on Google, Facebook, or iTunes. You can follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. On today's episode, we are speaking with Rebecca L. Rakowski, co-founder and managing partner at Expand Law Partners, a data privacy and cybersecurity law firm that bridges the gap between law and technology by considering the unique needs and blueprint of businesses about vendor management in healthcare, the high cost of failing to triage your vendors. We will be discussing the importance of vendor management in the healthcare industry, explore recent vendor-related data breaches, and the threat vendors can pose, discuss the issues presented by COVID-19, and explain the regulatory framework healthcare-related businesses need to understand. We will also provide a three-step process to address vendor management. Before we begin, I would like to mention, at First Healthcare Compliance, we strive to serve as a trusted resource for compliance professionals, and every month we celebrate hard work and dedication with our Compliance Super Ninja recognition. For this episode, we're spotlighting Super Ninja Jessica Bird, business manager at Wayne Radiologists. Jessica says she enjoys most about working with Wayne Radiologists is that I get to be involved in all aspects of the daily operations, from financials and human resources to daily IT and clinical operations. This has given me the opportunity to learn various skill sets and develop close relationships with the employees and physicians within the organization. Congratulations, Jessica. Our team is honored to have the privilege of working with you. So welcome, Rebecca. It's wonderful to have you with me today on First Talk Compliance, discussing this very important topic.
Thank you for having me, Catherine. I really appreciate being here.
Thank you. So why is vendor management such a huge issue for the healthcare industry?
Well, vendor management is something that I think plagues a lot of businesses. But in the healthcare industry, they have an acute need here. And why is that? There are over 1,300 vendors that healthcare organizations use. And I'm not just pulling that number out of the air. It's actually from the 2019 Ponemon's Institute survey of healthcare organizations. And, the healthcare industry uses vendors in almost every aspect of what they do, whether they're doing patient treatment, data collection on the patient, the managing billing, all of that, they use vendors for that. And it's really important that the healthcare industry and healthcare organizations generally have a good understanding of what their vendors are doing with their data and how they're treating it. They are required under the law. They are obligated under HIPAA, all sorts of domestic and international laws. And in addition, the healthcare industry is the number one target of hackers every year. And frankly, the healthcare organization itself is not always the target. Hackers get more bang for their buck, if you will, by going after the vendors, because they can go after one vendor, get in, and have access to the information on hundreds of healthcare providers just by infiltrating one vendor. So they really target vendors for that reason, because they don't have to go into, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan and get into the University of Pennsylvania Medical Systems and, AmeriHealth. They just have to go after the vendor, and now they get all of that. So they really, return on investment for the hacking perspective is huge.
I didn't even think about that. So if they go after the vendor, then their target perhaps not just going after the university health system, they can then get access to not only Jefferson Health System, they can get University of Pennsylvania and CHOP and perhaps Cooper Health System and any number of health systems all in one shot if that vendor has access to all of those. I see what you're saying.
That's exactly right. And think about it. A lot of healthcare organizations use the same vendors, right? They're using, oh, we use this, you know, vendor X because they're the best at, you know, I don't know, whatever.
Service or whatever.
There you go. Whatever the case may be, right? Yeah. And so by infiltrating that one vendor, they get all of it because they, you know, think about it. You know, they're not vendors don't segregate their systems so that like this little portion is just for, I think it's for three little piggies. This little piggy went to market. This little vendor is in this system and this little vendor is in that system. No, they're all in the same system. So all they have to do is get into one and they have access to all of them. And in fact, that was the case, what we saw with the American Medical Collection Agency, the AMCA. They had in 2019, 25 million patient records compromised. Well, the AMCA doesn't treat patients. What they did was they were the vendor to Quest Diagnostics and LabCorp. And so what you see is Quest Diagnostics had a huge 12 million of their patients' records were compromised by the hacker getting into one system. And they didn't just get Quest. They got LabCorp too and a whole bunch of others like, you know, Natera and American Esoteric Laboratories and all of that. So it's not just one. They're getting all of them. It really is a huge return on investment for them. I hate to say it that way. I'm not complimenting them. I'm just highlighting the point.
Right. So I guess that brings us into the next question I have, which is it a bigger issue than in other industries and why?
Well, it is a bigger issue because of the nature of the data that is being collected. So in the healthcare, life sciences, pharmaceutical industry, we all know HIPAA, right? HIPAA, everybody lives by it. Most people can quote it, you know, probably in their sleep. They're so familiar with the law, or at least they should be if they're in this industry. But what they don't realize is they're not just collecting PHI, they're collecting other personal data. So they could be, not only are they collecting the good stuff, the PHI, but they're also collecting this other personal data, which is attractive. And so they're one of those industries that crosses over so many laws, regulations, data sets. And so it just becomes a huge issue for them. Now, I'm not saying it's not a huge issue. And I work with clients in other verticals, other, you know, industries that have vendor management as one of their top priorities. But in the healthcare, in the pharmaceutical, in the life sciences area, this is a huge issue. And, you know, never more than what we're dealing with right now because of COVID. And the strain that we are seeing on our healthcare system.
Okay, well, speaking of COVID, considering that we're facing COVID-19, why should healthcare organizations address this issue now?
So I get a lot of times, and a lot of times you hear organizations say, well, we've got to cut back, right? And that's true even in the healthcare industry. And pharmaceuticals and all that we have to cut back now because we're in the middle of this pandemic. It's affecting the economy, blah, blah, blah. Well, where do they look? They look to departments and groups within their organization that they're not income generators. What's not an income generator within every organization? IT. They don't make anything. They don't do anything, that generates income. Or organizations look at them as a draw on their funds. So they're like, well, let's look at IT. And this is the absolute worst time to be doing that, because as we have remote workers, and I understand that frontline workers are in the hospitals and, you know, in the doctor's offices and things like that. But when you are dealing with remote workers who are doing billing and scheduling and all this other stuff, you have now increased your attack surface. So many, many more people are working remotely right now. And as a result of that, hackers have a better chance of getting in there. The other issue, and so this is the worst time to bring it back full circle. This is the worst time to be pulling back on your IT security budget. You should be increasing it, not decreasing it. Find the money from somewhere else, because this is the time you need them the most. The other issue is we're seeing COVID-themed phishing attacks are so pervasive that the governments of both the United States and the United Kingdom have issued warnings specifically to healthcare organizations about the increased number of attacks they're seeing because of COVID. They're using COVID as both the method of infiltration, because it's a COVID-themed phishing emails, and they're also using it as the at a time they're taking advantage of the fact that we're distracted by COVID, right? We're all like, oh my goodness, this is going on, and we're so worried about this, and we're, you know, taking money away from security and privacy budgets. When that's when they're like, oh great, they're distracted. Now's the time to hit them, right? And that's what we're seeing. And so when you see governmental alerts directed at one particular industry, it's an acute need that needs to be addressed now, and organizations really need to be paying attention to it. And like I said, it's the vendors that are going to be your problem, because most, I like to believe that most health care organizations have this buttoned down, right? They have at least a plan in place. They have to under HIPAA, right? If they don't, then they're not in compliance with HIPAA and can be subject to all sorts of investigations and fines from the Office of Civil Rights. But right now, the vendors are there, as we just talked about, right? That you get into one, you get access to all. So vendor management right now should be one of the platinum issues that healthcare, pharmaceutical, life science industry should be focused on.
Okay, great.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to First Talk Compliance, brought to you by First Healthcare Compliance as part of our commitment to provide high quality complementary educational resources. We help create confidence among compliance professionals throughout the United States. My guest today is Rebecca L. Rakowski, co-founder and managing partner at Expand Law Partners, a data privacy and cybersecurity law firm, about vendor management in healthcare, the high cost of failing to triage your vendors. Please show your support by taking a few minutes to provide a review of First Healthcare Compliance on Google or Facebook. You can also follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and subscribe to our YouTube channel.
So, Rebecca, as an attorney, what is the threat of lawsuits related to vendors?
What we're seeing now is a lot of infighting, right? There's a data breach, and what happens is insurance comes in, and insurance says, okay, we're going to pay for certain aspects of this. But what ends up happening is they say, well, it wasn't really, you know, X covered entity that was the problem here. It was their vendor. So we see those vendor lawsuits going on. And one of the best ways to position your organization is to have the appropriate contracts in place so that you can, the lawyers can rely on those contractual provisions, and having the vendor management program in place so that your covered entity, your healthcare organization can say, we did everything we were supposed to do. You guys are the ones who made the mistake. And so therefore you're responsible for the parade of horribles that come as a result of a data breach. I'm not saying that that's going to decrease the public perception of things, because unfortunately, you know, as we learned from Target data breach, everybody knows that Target was breached, but nobody can name the name of the HVAC vendor that actually caused the breach. But they do know that an HVAC vendor caused the breach. So at least it mitigates that to some respect too. But you do see a lot of lawsuits between vendors. And so having those contractual provisions in place is really critical, particularly now.
Okay. How can healthcare organizations position themselves to better address vendors and also limit liability?
So one of the things they can do is really understand the data that they're sharing with their vendors and reduce the amount of critical data or sensitive data that is being shared with those vendors. What they cannot reduce, they put, like I said, contractual provisions around. They have a vendor management program that has the corresponding contractual obligations that say that the vendor has to comply with certain privacy and security standards. They are following up with the vendors and creating accountability when those vendors fail to meet those standards. And the contractual provision should also be pushing liability. And one of the key things that healthcare organizations should be trying to do here is having the same contract wherever they can go. We've created vendor contractual provisions for some of our clients where that allows the organization to negotiate within certain parameters. These are provisions you can negotiate around. These are the parameters of those provisions. And then this is where you can't go. And so it allows the organization to really streamline the process and only call in counsel when it gets to a point where, you know, we've hit either a no-go provision or to do a final review. And where you can't limit liability contractually, you do want to make sure you have the appropriate insurance to shore that up, to make sure that you have coverage. And like I said, the best way to do that is to really understand the data you're collecting and your data flow. So creating a data map and then using that data map to feed into, or data categorization to feed into your vendor management program and your contractual, the contractual provisions that you have for your vendors.
With so much money being spent on vendor management, should healthcare organizations be prepared to spend more? And then why?
So I personally think that it is a ridiculous amount of money that is being spent on vendor management. And because it's, again, citing back to that Ponemon Institute survey in 2019, healthcare organizations spend $24 billion on vendor management. And I understand healthcare organizations are not always small. They can be huge organizations. But what I would submit is you're spending money in the wrong places. First, they want you to use a, you know, everybody wants to use some sort of technology. And technology is great, but it's limited. And so making sure that you're not putting all your eggs in the technology basket is really important. But I think they should be spending money smarter. You know, using organizations that have knowledge and focus on this area. You know, a lot of companies, and there's a lot of vendors out there, it's like, we do this, we do that, and we do vendor management. Okay, well, yeah, but can you really do all of those things particularly well? Are you really focused on that issue? You know, using vendors who've done it before, who've created these programs in the healthcare industry, and they've done it before, they've been down this road, and creating that streamlined approach is really important. And using, I say this a lot, I tend to repeat myself in this topic, but I hate to be a broken record, but I will be. You have to use the right vendor. Using the right vendor to do this is really important, and you should be using a third party. And I say that because when you use a third party, it creates accountability and can lessen the financial impact to your organization if you do it the right way. So don't spend more, spend it wisely is what I would say.
Good advice in a lot of parts of our lives, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, great. So Rebecca, if vendors seem to be such a big threat in the cybersecurity arena, why use a vendor to do due diligence?
So that's a great question, Catherine, and one I get a lot. So again, I go back to my point that I made earlier about using the right vendor. I think that if you're using the right vendor, you can actually reduce the amount of data that is being transferred. So that's what you're really concerned about, right? When you're talking about vendor due diligence, why are you doing it? You're not just doing it for the sake of doing it. You're doing it because you need to make sure that they're treating the data that you are giving them the same way you would want, you are treating it with the same security and privacy provisions around it. So if you use the right vendor, they should not be collecting a lot of personal data. They're doing a 30,000 foot view, right? So when you use a program, you're collecting more information because you're storing it in a program. When you use a vendor to do this due diligence, you can actually use a vendor that minimizes data. And that's one of the points I think that's really important. But the reason I always suggest using a third party vendor is because you alleviate internal strain on resources. A lot of organizations say they spend a ridiculous amount of time doing vendor management. Well, you can't stop doing vendor management for the reasons we've talked about throughout this discussion. So what do? You can't just keep throwing more people at the problem, especially since most organizations don't do it particularly well. So to alleviate the strain, you use a third-party resource. As I said before, you know, we do this for some of our clients. We actually go out and investigate. We do an assessment on their vendors. An audit, if you will, and looking at what they are doing from a compliance legal perspective. And then we use a technological company that goes in and assesses the technological aspects of it. But doing that alleviates the internal stress and allows you to streamline the process, right? Because I'm going to give you the information that you then need to make the decision. You don't have to go out and dig the trench. I'm going to dig the trench for you. You just got to figure out what you want to put in the trench, right? You make a pool, you're going to make a pond, you're going to plant a tree, whatever the case may be. But the point being is the legwork is done by a third party, is done by a law firm or a tech company, hopefully working with a law firm, because you really have to have both aspects of it to have efficient vendor management. But it alleviates that internal strain. The other thing is it by presenting a report on risks and liabilities, and like I said, when we do this, that's exactly what we do. We present this report on risks and liabilities to the management. There's no place for them to hide with that. So one big issue is getting the C-suite to get involved and getting engaged, because if you go back to that Poneman study that I keep referencing, they said that 60% of those surveyed believed that the executives would not pay attention to the risk assessments or the internal risk assessments when they were making a decision on which vendor to use. Well, when you create this report, it creates accountability, right? Because it's not an internal person. This is now an external, subject matter, not expert, but somebody who's aware of what's going on within that industry and within that area, so that they can provide the guidance you need. And it's really hard to say to the rest of your colleagues sitting around at the boardroom and say, well, our lawyer just came in and told us this is a risky move, but we're going to do it anyway. That doesn't happen very often. Usually when somebody comes in and says, this company is a liability you don't want to take on, that advice is heeded. And so it creates that accountability and alleviates that conflict between what the executives may want to do in terms of one vendor and the risks that vendor presents. It aligns the interests more with the corporate approach to security and privacy.
How would you advise healthcare facilities and systems? How would you advise them to get there? What are your top tips for vendor management, and how would you advise organizations get there?
So the first thing I would say is creating the program. As I said before, we actually have done this for many organizations, but creating the policies, procedures, guidelines, and parameters around the program. So creating that infrastructure in place so that you're using the limited but certain internal resources, and then using the external resources more effectively to reduce costs and to streamline the process, and for all the reasons we talked about before. Making sure that the vendor management program incorporates the pillars in which your organization bases their own security and privacy. So if it's information security, physical security, information security, security administration, data privacy, CCPA, GDPR, whatever compliance aside from HIPAA you need to do, making sure that you have all of that in place, and then creating consequences. And I say this, and I think it's really important. A lot of times, and what you find is organizations, they have vendor management programs, but when they find there's a problem with their vendor, there are no consequences. If you have no consequences, you have no incentive to get the vendor to do what they should be doing. So it is really important that you have the consequences, and those are built into the contract. The next thing I would say is, you want to do the vendor assessments when you say you're going to do them. Don't just write them into the contract. Actually go out and do them. And like I said before, using a third party with risk reporting is really critical. And the third thing I would tell you is contracts, contracts, contracts. What's in those contracts? Making sure that your vendor agreements have the appropriate provisions in place to put your company and your healthcare organization in the best position possible in terms of risk mitigation.
Okay, very, very good. And then what about the C-suite? How do you get buy-in from them? Because maybe you have compliance or IT or HR or the different departments, maybe you have gotten the message, but how do you get perhaps your other parts of administration to also buy in and get the idea and get the ball rolling on this? How do you get buy-in from them?
So the first thing is show them the money, right? This is what we're spending now. This is what our risk is and what it could cost us. And then this is how, by tweaking the program, by engaging in some of these tips that I've given, this is what we're going to save. Nobody ever complains about saving money. Okay. That's never like, oh, we don't want to save, you know, 50% of our vendor management budget. No, no, we want to spend the extra money. You've never heard that. So actually showing them how it can benefit the organization from a financial perspective and a risk perspective. And that goes back to why using a third party is important. Look, we're going to reduce the strain on our internal resources. We're going to become more streamlined and efficient, and we're going to empower you, executives, to actually do what you should be doing, which is making the executive decisions. And we're going to give you the tools to do that. Engaging in that conversation and getting in front of them. And frankly, I always like to bring in the legal department because they always listen to legal. They go, oh, we could get sued here. Oh, we could have a regulatory fine here. It definitely adds punch to their desire to get on board with the program. It's really not something you can hide from when you pull your legal department in to help you with the pitch. So if compliance and IT are getting together and want to tweak their vendor management program or create a new one, getting the legal team involved to come in and say, oh, yeah, we endorse this and this is why, I think adds a lot of weight.
So do you have any other words of advice for us concerning vendor management and things of that nature?
Start today. You should have started yesterday, but there's no time like the present. When you have the United States and the United Kingdom coming out and basically telling the healthcare industry you're a target, when you see, the target is on your back, literally. And when you see all of these breaches that are impacting healthcare organizations, you know that this is an issue. And your vendors, you are only as strong as your weakest vendor link. And if you are using a vendor that is vulnerable, you are putting your entire organization at risk. By really streamlining the process, by getting engagement from all of the pillars that you need to, from the technology, from legal, from compliance, you really can create a program that is functional, that fits with your organization, and that is workable. And you will find your risk goes down when all of those things come together.
Great. Those are wonderful words of advice. So I wanted to thank you so much for being on First Talk Compliance today. Thank you, Rebecca, so much for being here.
Thank you for having me, Catherine. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. And thanks to our audience for tuning in to First Talk Compliance. You can learn more about the show on the programs page on healthcarenowradio.com and lend your voice to the conversation on Twitter at FirstHCC or hashtag FirstTalkCompliance. You can also email me at KatherineShort@FirstHCC.com. I'm Catherine Short of First Healthcare Compliance. Remember, compliance is the key to achieving peace of mind.